Hello, beautiful people. It's your girl, Jackie O at Kink Unashamed. I legit don't know what the hell I'm doing, but I'm hopeful that we can learn from each other. And if nothing else, maybe I'll teach you something you never knew about or make you laugh at a minimum. I think either way, we win. I am kind of just here to unload. There's a lot of things that I've been exposed to in the kink world that, you know, when I talk about these things to friends of mine, they're like, girl, what? Like, that's a thing? And I start thinking to myself, what if I'm the minority and the majority of women don't know about this lifestyle? They've never been exposed to the lifestyle and certain things that you know, just kind of evolve into as you enter into the lifestyle. So, you know, I'm not very old. I'm only 30 years old. I've only been a part of the lifestyle for about 4 years, 5 years or so. And I kind of stumbled into the lifestyle. Like, I wasn't looking for it. I wasn't raising my hand to say, hey, I want to be the kinky girl who gets tied up. I had no exposure whatsoever to the BDSM lifestyle. And I met a person who kind of introduced me to the dom sub relationship, and it kind of put me in a headspace that I was kind of like, that's actually the role that I kind of play in the bedroom. I'm typically the submissive, I'm the doer, I do as I'm told type of a person in the bedroom. So I'm like, I guess I'm already kind of a submissive. That kind of makes sense based on the things that I, you know, do have done and like doing. So it kind of evolved, and you'll hear the story over the weeks. There's a lot of things that I want to kind of peel back first before we get there. And I want to have some real discussions about common misconceptions and things that I tend to say about normal topics that kind of like leave my homegirls like, girl, for real though? And I'm like, bitch, for real though. And I got proof. So yeah, that's kind of just the whole idea here is just to unload my shit, share experiences. And at some point, I would like for you ladies, gentlemen, whomevers, to email me any questions that you have, any comments that you have. If you agree with me, don't agree with me. If you have, you know, just a statement you want to make about a topic that I covered, I am open to you sharing, and I am open to, you know, covering that with everybody who's listening, because I want us to have a transparency, and I want people to open their minds though. Like, that's the biggest thing, is that you're gonna hear shit that's gonna make you probably cringe. It might even make you fucking gag. I don't know. It just depends on who you are, but it's gonna be a little crazy. But I need you to like just stick with me and understand that there's a story behind it, and there's a level of understanding that needs to be at play here. And I think that so many people hear BDSM, or, you know, you start talking 50 Shades of Grey, most people have an, you know, immediate reaction, whether it's positive or negative. And it's so funny, even those that have a positive reaction don't get that it's more than just this cute little tie me up, spank me across the butt. So there's so much. And then people that are really into the lifestyle, that have been in the lifestyle 20 plus years, They're not big fans of the 50 Shades movie, because it kind of makes the lifestyle laughable, and it's definitely not that. There's an art to it, and there's a level of respect that, you know, should be given to it. So not going to get too deep into that, but that's where we're headed, ladies. We're going to talk about the kinky, dirty, dark, tie me up, spank me, call me dirty names, all that fun stuff. We're going to talk about that, but we're going to start out with the basics, because I think it's a good place to start, just to kind of rev us up and for you to get to know me and understand kind of how I think and how I move in the bedroom and, you know, what I'm into. So just really quickly on me, I'm a, you know, professional working single parent. That's really it. Like, I've never done porn. I've never done anything like that. So I'm not like a recovering porn star. That ain't it. I'm really just a regular girl from a small town, huge family in the middle of the country. One of three kids raised in a single parent household. So, I'm just a regular girl, regular ass girl, nothing crazy. Everything that you're going to hear me talk about are things that I've done in my personal life, just based on things or people or situations that I was exposed to. And there, you're going to hear a lot of names repeatedly because I've been in long-term situations that have kind of evolved. So, yeah, we'll get into that. I feel like I was kind of all over the place, but that's kind of who I am and what I am as it pertains to my sex life. I'm a little all over the fucking place. So, yeah. Another thing I want to say, I curse a lot. So if you're offended by, you know, cursing or, you know, words like cunt or anything like that, this is not the place for you. I curse. And this is the one place that I can curse and my kid can't hear me. So if you don't like it, just, it's okay. You can leave now because I'm not going to stop cursing. So yeah, I don't have a filter. I don't have time for it. I don't have space for it. So I'm just going to be honest and open, and I'm probably going to be disgusted by some of the shit that I share with you, but it is what it is. You may or may not notice that I'm a little lit during these recordings. Excuse me. And, we're here to have a good time. I do want to share with you ladies and gentlemen and everyone that there's an email address for the podcast, and that is kinkunashamed@gmail.com. Email me any questions, comments, concerns, whatever. Get it off your chest, girl. The email box is open 24/7, 365. So anytime you have a question, I mean, bitch, I might even be up in the middle of the night and answer that shit live. Like, oh, girl, what was that? Oh, okay. So, I mean, you might be in the middle of something. You need a question answered. Holla at your girl. I got alerts turned on and notifications turned on. Let me know. I'm here for you. So the topic that I'm going to discuss tonight that I feel is one of the most basic discussions that we as women have had, should have, and we have varying opinions on, or I don't know. Anyway, size. Let's talk about size. And I'm not talking about your size, girl. That's your business. We're talking about dick size. We're talking about penis size, you know, all that good stuff, all the everything, the width, the girth, the length, the ridges. We're going to talk about it. And as you see, I may or may not have extremely strong opinions on size. So I'm actually going to start out really quickly with some science on the matter. And let's get some facts presented. While 85% of women may be satisfied with the size and proportion of their partner's penis, men are less sure of themselves. Aw, girl, y'all better tell y'all man y'all like his dick. Like, baby, it's so cute. I love it so much. I give it a kiss. It's so adorable. And it's beautifully massive. It's so big. It's such a big cock. Give it to me, daddy. Do it, girl. Do it. I don't give a shit. I don't care if it's 4 inches. Bitch, you married him. Bitch, that's your man. Bitch, you decided to be here with him. Tell him it's amazing. Tell him it's the best dick you've ever had in your life. Just do it. Just fucking do it. Bitch, you're going to win. You're going to win. Just do it. As much as 45% of men believe they have a small penis. I'm telling y'all, y'all better glorify that man's dick. Tell him it's beautiful. Tell him it's amazing. All right. Across studies, flaccid length average from 2.8 to 3.9 inches. So the average dick on soft is from 2.8 to 3.9, a soft dick, 3.9 inches. 3.9 inches. I guess I could see that. I could see that. I've seen that. I've seen smaller than that. So I've seen that, definitely. Flaccid circumference or girth ranges from 3.5 to 3.9 inches. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Nice, thick old. Yes, Jesus. Erect lengths average from 4.7 to 6.3 inches. 6.3. That's okay. That's about right. That's the average. I could give you that. I like to be above average a lot in life. Ooh. I'm sorry, I just got distracted as hell. I'm so sorry. Erect circumference ranges to about 4.7 inches. So that, okay. So your average penis on hard is 6.3 inches and 4.7 inches wide. 6.3 inches. All right. Okay. Lord, I'd like to be above average. That's all I'm thinking to myself. I've only been in average. Let me not exaggerate. I've been there more than I should have been. It is what it is. We'll get there. I guess we can just start there. So, girl, listen. I have grown over the years, over the past very few years, to appreciate the average dick. And the average dick, when I say I'm like 5 inches or so, maybe 6 inches on a good day, I have grown to appreciate those dicks. And I just have. And then, you know, it begs the question of what is enough? Like, bitch, am I being greedy because I want the 9? Like, am I being like just thirsty because that's what everybody wants? Everybody wants the porn star dick. So, bitch, you want the 9-incher. But I'm just like, but I know I can do it. And I know how it hits. So I really would like the 8.5, 9. I'll take a good thick 8, little 8. I'll take a good hoobie with, yes, God, yes. But I can appreciate the 5 or 6 inch dick. Like, I made a whole baby with a 5 to 6 inch dick, like a whole baby. And it was good dick, like it was good sex. So I think that was the savior. Like, it was good sex. This man was attentive. He was good in the bed. Water break. Hold on. Like, he was legit good in bed. He knew the female body very well. And he knew how to, you know, talk to me and caress me mentally to get me super turned on and dripping and slipping and all that going on down there. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That, like, ooh. When that thing gets to tightening up and you feel it getting all wet and you like, oh God, please Jesus, let him hurry up and penetrate me so I can release this orgasm. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, girl, you better get the hell into it. Get into it. Figure it out. Get it. Like, get it. So that like 5, 6 was hitting, girl. Like, yes, yes. Bitch. And the other thing that I like about a good 5 to 6 inch dick is that you can get it like all the way in your mouth. Like, there's such a sense. Bitch, I need another water break. Just think about it. Hold on. A good 5 to 6 inch dick that's well skilled, knows how to dick it down with what he got. And then you want to give him that good ooh-wee, give him some head, honey. And you can get that thing all the way in your mouth to the point where your chin is resting on his balls. That is, I'm telling you, that's rewarding. That is rewarding to me. So I can appreciate the average dick. In some situations, I would take the average over the biggest, to be perfectly honest with you. So the biggest dick I've ever had, oh God, the biggest dick I've ever had, his nickname that I gave him was Baby Arm. No exaggeration, bitches. On soft, that bitch looked like a baby's arm. It was ridiculously massive. Like, his dick was so big to the point where there were a few times I was tempted to go to the emergency room. The pain was so real. Like, every time we have sex shouldn't look like Texas Chainsaw Massacre in the sheets. Like, sir, put the axe away. Put it away. Just put it away, okay? It's too much. It's too much. And we as women are conditioned back up, because I don't know. I can only speak from my experience. Me as a black woman and as black women, I've seen we are trained and kind of made to believe that the big dick is the only dick. Like, that's the dick you are, you know, trying to get in life. Nobody wants the average dick. You're trained that the big dick is what you want. Like, the big dick is glorified. But there ain't many bitches that have conquered a big dick or multiple big dicks. Bitch, I'm saying I've conquered multiple 9+ inch dicks. Yes, but baby arm was the one. Baby arm had the 9+ inches and girth that was probably like on the 5. It was just ridiculously huge. And I met him. How old was I? I was like 20, I think, when we first like started hooking up. And I didn't know what I didn't know. At that point, I had only really had two other people that I'd had like sex with, and one person that had kind of been like a long-term thing. And he's a whole episode. He's like 3 episodes himself of just fucking content. But anyway, so I wasn't really active. So I said that to say that I hadn't had a bunch of lovers. I hadn't had a bunch of exposure to like super, you know, big dicks or whatever. So it just was what it was. Met dude, saw how fucking huge his dick was, and it was just like, oh, well, I don't, hold on, wait. See, like, I know what I said, but like, where did all that dick come from? Like, that was that there the whole time? That thing is just almost as long as your whole thigh. Like, you ain't enough man for all that dick. Like, I'm literally like, my vagina is like, don't do it. No, mommy, don't do it. Like, bitch, I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that? Where is that supposed to go? What the fuck am I going to do? What am I going to do with that? Bitch, I can wrap a titty around it. That's what I can do. That's about it. I'm like, can I renege? Back it up. I can't do it. That's too much. All right, well, how about I'll only sign up for half of that, sir. The other half needs to stay home. Just, I don't know what you're going to do with, I can take half of that. So the other half, just do, like, do something with it. Cause I can't do nothing with, no. Like, in real life. And it turned into a 2+ year relationship of me getting Texas Chainsaw Massacred every other night. And I was here for it, bitch. And I took every inch like a champ. But there were times where we would, you know, be drunk and cutting up. And it goes a little too far left. And it's like, I think my kidney is like trying to, like, I think you punctured my lungs or something. Like, I can't even breathe. Like, wait, bitch, my rib cage is aching. Like, what the fuck happened? There was a lot. It was a lot. And then I also felt like my vagina was going to just fall out. And this was around the time that I found out what the fuck prolapse was. I'm not talking about that shit because it literally makes me want to gag. Do your Googles, bitch. Prolapse. I don't know if you had to put vagina with that or what, but it's fucking nasty. Anyway, so I was terrified. Like, my whole vagina is going to cave out of my body if I continue to let this man pound into me. It's even... He's that person now, even now. Yes, bitch. I'm 30 years old. And yeah, so for the last 10 years, I've been taking all that dick on a not so regular basis. I think I maybe see him annually, and that might be a stretch. Yeah, that might be a stretch. Yeah, anyway, so... that's just a whole lot of dick, and he knows how to fuck. He fucks like he should be a porn star. He pounds into people, into me, like a fucking maniac. And I don't know if it's because I'm trained to take it or if that's how he gets all the bitches, but it's a whole lot of dick. He's super fine, like super fine, bitch. Like college football player fine, bitch. Like, whoo. Excuse me. He was bitch, like a god of a man. He is fine as hell. Chocolatey, bitch. When I say chocolate, I'm going to give you the best I can give you of what the fuck he looks like. Close your eyes, bitch. Close them. If you're driving, don't close them. Kind of squint them a little bit. Wesley Snipes. Wait, bitch. Just wait. Wesley Snipes, circa, Jungle Fever? That was Wesley Snipes in that movie, wasn't it? Bitch, did I just fuck up? And I'm about to check this dead live. I'm not finna start recording. Did I just fuck up? Was it Wesley? No, it wasn't Denzel. It was Wesley, right? Bitch, hold up. Why am I saying... Because I'm lit, like super fucked up right now. too drunk for this shit. What the fuck am I supposed to be looking up? Jungle Fever. God damn. Golly. Ooh, Jesus. That was Wesley Snipes, right? Okay, bitch. He really wasn't that fine, though, in that movie. Hold up. Sugar Hill, bitch. If you know Sugar Hill, I'm trying to think of a commonly known movie. But anyway, Wesley Snipes when he was fine back in, you know, Passenger 57 days, bitch. I fucked with Wesley the long way. Way before Tu Wong Fu, which is also my shit, bitch. Yes. So, Benny. Oh, I done told his name. And I'm not taking it off, bitch. I don't give a fuck. Benny's ass. Baby Arms ass. looks every bit of a chocolate god of a man. All of Wesley Snipes and his grandeur, the young ass, fine ass. Oh, yes, he's just fine. He's a chocolatey, chocolate ass man, muscular as hell, six pack for days, and all that dick. And he's country as fuck and don't give a shit. So he gonna like slam you on the bed and throw your thighs to the side and part your coochie lips all open and shove his face all in. Just old nasty country boy style, bitch. It's amazing. And then he gives you all that dick on top of it. So wait. So you're going to manhandle me, make me feel like a real woman and shit. And then you're going to suck on my pussy like nobody's business. And then you're going to fuck the shit out of me with all 20 some odd inches of your dick. Listen, God is good. God is so good. And I'm going to hell for saying it. But it's amazing what God has created. It's amazing. So yeah, Mr. Baby Arm was a whole lot of dick, but there's a lot more pain involved in that I'm not the biggest fan of. So I don't know if I could be in a long-term everyday relationship with that much dick. I don't know if I could take it, and I have taken it. That's just a lot. That's so much. And there are times when you just want to jump on top and go crazy and not worry about, you know, hurting an internal organ. You know what I'm saying? It happens. It is what it is. But it's just too much. It's too much dick. Dear God, it's too much. It's way too much. It's too much. But like I said, on the other end of the spectrum, I have grown to appreciate the average size dick for the reasons I named earlier. But it's all about the skill, because if on the times when Baby Arm and I would have sex and it was a focused, you know, fuck, so to speak, not, you know, a crazy bam, 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 a slow, you know, planned out, let me make, you know, love to your body type of a sexual situation, which a good bit of our sessions were like sessions, Jesus, were like that. But, there were the ones that weren't, that were, you know, drunken, stupid, or angry makeup sex. And you can have angry makeup sex with a 5-6 incher and not hurt yourself, but you could really like fuck your shit up if you go crazy on a 9 something dick. You will hurt yourself. And yeah, so Lord have mercy, Jesus. This literally has nothing to do with the size topic, but it's funny as hell about one of the other huge dicks I've had. His dick was every bit of 9 and a whole lot of change, like 9.5. Super long, wasn't very fat, but super big, super long dick, super, super long dick. And we literally, I only fucked this guy once. Grew up with the person, have known him my whole life, drunk, hanging out after a night at the bar. We hooked up in, you know, in the car. Dear God, in a vacant lot or whatever. And so he goes to pull off the condom so he could come on my titties, right? It was a thing, whatever, who gives a shit? I'm just going to go in the house and get in the shower anyway. So he goes, as soon as he gets the damn condom off, he goes to come in all over the place. The shit lands on my fucking face. The shit lands in my fucking eye, to be exact. But my dumbass didn't realize that it fucked my eye up and like caused like a reaction in my fucking eye. So I, you know, clean myself up, go back to my homegirl's house. And, you know, I walk in the house, whatever. And she was like, oh, bitch. And I guess I looked like straight at her and looked at her direction. And she was like, what the fuck happened to your eye? And I'm like, What happened to my eye? What are you talking about? Bitch, your eye is red as fuck. Like, what the fuck happened to your eye? So I'm like, what? Didn't even, you know, once she said it, it was like, oh shit, my eye does kind of feel weird. But again, I'm drunk as fuck after the club. Just got dicked down like crazy by all this goddamn dick. Somebody I've been gawking at, and we've been like flirting my whole damn life, which I just finally smashed. I want to go to sleep. So I'm like, what the fuck? I look in the mirror. My eye is redder than fuck. Like, I don't even know what to compare it to. My eye was so goddamn red. It looked like somebody punched me right square in my eye, like with a knuckle, like with my eye wide open. Like, I was holding it open to get punched in it. It was so fucking red, like the brightest red. It was hilarious. That shit was like that the whole fucking night. That shit didn't go back white till the next day. Don't ever let anybody come in your eye, ladies. It's very painful. Had nothing to do with the size topic, but here we are. Like I said, bitch, we just talking. We gonna see what happens. This shit is organic. We're letting it flow. All right, so I just want to make sure I cover everything. So we talked about super big. We talked about average. I mean, yeah, average is just, it's a good thing. It's all about the skill. You know, somebody knowing how to, you know, work that thing just right and pay attention to the, you know, the pussy and what the pussy is turned on by. And, you know, it's nothing like having a man who's on, you know, on top of you. And I'm speaking on the average man. He, you know, would be up there whispering the sweet nothings in my ear and telling me how good it feels and complimenting on how wet it is and all that. Like, that shit is amazing. Like, what you said now is it did what now? And there's nothing in the world like hearing somebody ask, or, you know, have a man on top of you breathing, smelling like an old man. I love the smell of man. Like, I love the smell of man. I don't even know how to explain that, but there is something about the scent of a man beyond the cologne, beyond, like, you know, whatever's. There is something about, like, when a man is aroused, the smell that he emits, bitch, it is, it's addicting to me. Like, and the feel of a man's shoulders and the grip of man's ass when he's, I love men. Was that just a glory? Like, can we just have a moment to appreciate the work of art that God put on this planet for us to please us sexually and all those other beautiful things that people do with spouses? I don't know nothing about that. So yes, a moment of like, for the good ones, for the good dick, for the good lay. And the good dick is usually from the fuck boys. For us single ladies, it's usually from the fuck boys, right? The best dick is from the flakes, the ones who ain't shit, the ones who got a bitch over here, a bitch over there in relationships with all these hoes. Like, listen, Baby Arm was one of them bitches. He was a fuck boy. That one of the best dicks was a fuck boy. And the other one, average mister, was just an old ass man. I'm just gonna keep it 100, old as fuck, like 50 something. But he could fuck. And he, with that age, he had learned how to work that average size dick. And he knew how to hit the spots, the positions to put you in to hit the spots. And he learned, you know, had mastered how to, you know, get in your head and make you feel like that ooh-wee, and all of that shit works in conjunction. So I've never been a big, like, I need foreplay kind of girl. Like, I've just never been that person. And I've never been that girl. So for me, it's like, can you just fuck me and we get it over with? That's how I kind of started out in the sex realm, like, just get it over with type of deal. But once I learned what a fucking orgasm was, Jesus Christ. Ladies, if you do not own a sex toy, if you do not own, at a minimum, a vibrator and a bullet, you can go and spend less than $20 and get those two items if you go to the right sex store. Because they keep the little bullet, little cheap little bullets at the checkout counter for like $5. If it's a high fatuity place, I don't know, like $8. You should not pay more than $8 for a little cheap ass bullet. And that's probably the corded one, whatever. And the little vibrator, like a regular, and you don't need a big one. So that's the other thing that I learned over the years of buying tons of sex toys is that the big ones aren't really made for, you know what I'm saying? Like, just a quick masturbation session. Like, those are made for, like, some serious play. Unless you just like masturbating with big dicks. That's not my thing. I stumbled upon, I think it is a 4-inch vibrator. It's super short. I will actually go and post a picture on the King Unashamed Instagram. If you're not following, please follow King Unashamed on Instagram. So I will actually go and post a picture of the little dildo that I'm, the little vibrator that I'm talking about. Is super, super small. Like, it will easily fit in the palm of your hand and be about the length of your hand or less. I'm pretty sure it's much less actually. So very, very small. So that, and then a bullet, bitch, you will have the best orgasms of your fucking life just with those two things. Of course, using the little 3-4 inch vibrator in your pussy while you have the bullet on your clit at the same time, going hammer with both at the same time. It's amazing. And then in that moment, you realize you don't need a lot of dick to have an amazing orgasm. It's just about the skill. So if you have somebody who's an average sized man and, you know, he takes the time again to do that foreplay shit that I'm, again, wasn't very into, like, just get off me. I'm not into having my pussy eaten. I'm not into all that kissing the feet. That shit is gross to me. So I'm like, can we just fucking get it over with? But, you know, for him, he slowed it all the way down. And I don't even know if he realized what he was doing was foreplay, because I definitely wasn't thinking about it in that way. But something as simple as strip fucking blackjack. I had never played blackjack, 21, whatever you want to call it. He taught me how to play it. And if you lose, you take off an article of clothing. So just play that until whoever was naked first. Whoever was naked first would be orally pleased. I won a lot, but I deferred a lot as well. I would much rather give in the oral realm of the world than to receive in the oral realm of the world. It's just not my thing. I've never been a big fan of the shit. I just haven't. So, yeah, with with Mr. Average Size Guy, he's very good at oral pleasure, but I very much enjoyed performing on him orally because I don't even know how to explain, like, the sense of accomplishment when you're able to get the whole fucking thing down your goddamn throat. It's just like, bitch, I don't know, give me a gold medal, bitch. Like, I feel like Jackie Joyner Kersee. Wasn't she a gold medalist winner? I'm not Googling that. I don't care if it's wrong. Sorry, hydration. So yeah, it makes me feel like empowered, like a motherfucker. I got the whole thing in my mouth. Like, if I bit down, I could have his whole. That is so dark. But I've literally had that thought before. Like, if you ever had to fight somebody and they have that size dick, or if a man tries to force you to perform oral, like if he's attacking you, bitch, I could bite your whole dick off in one clean shit. Like, that is so dark. I cannot believe I just said that. I'm not editing it out because I ain't got time, but I'm going to look at the time and think about editing it out. But I'm not, because it was automatic. I really do have those thoughts. And if I'm the only person that has those thoughts, I really need a therapist. I really do. Because I have had that thought, like, oh, you are done. You better not ever try and take it from somebody, because you are going to get ripped off in one little swoop, you little average man. Damn, that's dark as fuck. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That's super dark. We're going to move the hell on, because that just took me somewhere that was unhealthy. Maybe I do need to stay away. Stay away from the average dicks. Oh, dear God. Well, that's really all I have on the story time. So, yeah, the super big to the average, regular, super average. There is actually one other category that I was going to try and skirt over, but let's fucking do it. Who gives a shit? We're being honest. We're being transparent. That's the goal. I have been sexually involved in the past with an extremely small dick, like 4 inches hard, small, 4.5 maybe, but 4. It's closer to 4. Very, very small. Very, very, very small. That person is a whole episode and himself. But you will hear a lot about this person because he is actually the person who introduced me to the BDSM lifestyle. Yeah, very small dick, extremely small dick. And, the sex was like a joke. It was like a bad joke. It was like, but wait, is this really happening? Like, this is what I'm saying in my head. Like, is this really happening right now? I don't even feel it. He's making all that noise and I don't even feel it. Oh my God. Is this really happening right now? I'm really laying here for this. Like, what am I doing with my life? Fuck, is this not over yet? Why is this? Oh, I'm supposed to be moaning. Oh, yeah. I'm like, wait, why are you cheerleading this bullshit? Why are you egging this on? Bitch, play dead. Like, close your eyes, stick your tongue out, fucking play dead. Bitch, you're dead. You're dead. Maybe he'll stop. Maybe he's still going. Why is he still going? Okay, that was, wow, that really just happened. Yeah, that really, oh Jesus, I just got like super hot and sweaty and nasty for that. God damn, like, what am I doing with my life? Fucking disgusting. I cannot believe I just told that. I did, but I don't care, whatever. So we're gonna actually use that as a segue to get the fuck off this topic. I can't believe I just told that story. It was so small, y'all, but I have proof, unfortunately, photographic video proof of me orally with this thing. It's gross. I'm not proud. I'm just saying, I'm not proud, but that was, it happened and I'm owning it. Fucking disgusting. That was so fucking disgusting. All right. So that is the end of story time. I'm going to stop talking about all my sick, kinky, twisted shit. And we're going to move right into, what would normally be our Q&A segment. Of course, this is my first episode, so I don't have any questions. So yeah, if you have any questions, whether you're listening to this day one or 3 months down the line, there's something you want to add to the topic or something you want to say about it, please don't hesitate. Again, I want us to have like an open dialogue, and I'll share as much of these things as I can without, you know, the time of the, you know, the episodes going crazy. So yeah. And the email again is kinkunashamed@gmail.com. And that's kinkunashamed@gmail.com. So yeah, any questions, comments, whatever, please don't hesitate. And that is normally where I would segue into, but because we don't have any, I'm going to wrap it on up with the kink phrase of the week. And I'm going to do my best to keep these kind of specific to the topic. So the kink phrase of the week is SPH. S as in Sam, P as in Paul, H as in Henry, or small penis humiliation. Yeah, this is one of the most interesting fetishes that I learned about in my travels. So the definition per urbandictionary.com is when a man gains sexual pleasure in being told, normally by a wife or girlfriend, that his penis is inadequate and does not satisfy her. And the quote, "I totally love SPH sessions with my wife. The thought of her with a much larger, well-hung man totally turns me on." So I mentioned this phrase because, again, I just recently learned about this phrase. A gentleman on a fetish-based website that I'm a member of emailed me or messaged me and said, "I would love to give you a tribute, blah, 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 blah." And I was like, okay, yeah, that's so very nice. Like, you told me that my pictures were nice and that I was, you know, sexy, whatever, whatever. And then he wanted to give me a tribute. And I'm like, okay, I don't really know what that means. So he's like, oh, that means I would, you know, take one of your pictures and basically jack off to it and then send proof, you know, with me holding a picture up with the proof of my, you know, orgasm for you to, you know, use however you like. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, okay. He says, where do you want me to send it to? So I give him my, you know, special email address for that stuff. And he sends it. And I'm like, oh dear God, it's so little. It's literally like a blink of a penis. It's so small. Like, it's literally just like the mushroom head and maybe like it's a little sliver of shaft. It's so small. I'm like, oh my God, it's a little bit. Oh, the little baby penis. It's a little. And he's like a 60-year-old man. It's so small. So I was like, oh, dear God. So he wanted to know if I would post it on my page and blah, blah, blah. So I put it up. Who gives a shit? You want to do that for me? Abso-fucking-lutely. If it gives you pleasure, me talking about your little dick, abso-fucking-lutely. And I posted it and I said something about, I tagged the person. I'm like, and his cute little dick or cute little cock or something wanted to give me a tribute. And I'm so whatever, some bullshit. And then he's like, oh, that was perfect, SPH. And I'm like, Nick, get the fuck, bro. Like, that is weird. I don't know how to just walk around humiliating people about the most private part of their body. Like, that's just rude. I don't want anybody talking about my vagina. And we'll get to this. I don't know if we'll ever get to this. So I'm going to insert it here. The one thing that I, you know, struggled with after having a kid, and this is really off topic. This is really off topic, but it just came to mind when I was thinking about, you know, people being humiliated by their body parts. After I had my daughter, my vagina did not look the same. And I was not very pleased with that. I was not pleased with the fact that my pussy did, like, literally the first time I went to masturbate, you know, you're like, okay, let's see how that doesn't feel the same. What is that? What is this extra meat? Like, what is this? Like, what is this? Like, what? So I literally started calling. So I'm like getting the camera out. Like, what is going on? That doesn't look the same. What is that? What are those? And I'm like, this shit looks like fucking steakums. It looks like cooked steakums, like Philly cheesesteak meat. I was like, what is this little? I mean, they're not like roast beef or anything, bitch. Don't do me. Like, it's not a super nasty pussy, but like, it's like, it looked like fucking steakums. Like, every man who's seen it has told me that I have a beautiful pussy, especially when it's covered in cream. Oh my God, you poor girls are getting just like trashed. I'm so sorry. It's disgusting. I can't help myself. This is unfiltered. This is real. This is true. And this is the shit that I'm thinking, and it comes out of my mouth. So I'm so very sorry. The boys like it. So it's not ugly, and I'm not going to show you what my pussy looks like, but it definitely has a little bit of a steakum flair that I'm not very proud of. I don't like it. So yeah, that wraps up episode 1 of Kink Unashamed with Jackie O. I hope you ladies had a good goddamn time. You probably didn't learn much other than the fact, I'm going to do my best to start enunciating better because I talk really fast, but I completely forgot what I was saying, other than the fact something. It doesn't really matter. I hope you ladies, you know, and had a good time with me this whenever time. It's an evening time for me. I'm actually about to go to bed. So I hope you guys had a good time. Hope you like had at least one or two laughs, and maybe you learned something. I know you learned something with SPH. If you are listening to this and you've heard of SPH already, girl, you need to have your own podcast and know, like, it's crazy. If you already knew about that, there's no fucking way you already knew about that. Like, no. All right. Well, thanks again. And until next week, stay kinky, girls.